This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And away we go. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we do at this time of the week. And Doug Steffen will be joining us in just a moment. I'm Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And what we do in this program is we look back at the week that was, and we discuss the 10 most talked about stories and the 10 most talked about people. On the Talkers Magazine survey, Talkers is the leading trade publication in the talk media industry. And talk media means talk radio, talk television, podcasting, online, on-air broadcasting, which really is one of the most influential platforms in the marketplace of ideas in the American national conversation. And
I'm listening to you. I'm taken by you. You could do the whole thing. I can just sit here and listen to you from the beginning of the hour to the end of the hour. That'd be very cool. Michael,
I was worried about you. I didn't know where you were.
I got stuck in a compromising position. Let's put it
that's the worst. Wouldn't you take care of those things earlier in the morning?
I know that, right? I should be doing it. But sometimes nature calls at strange times. That's how it works in the real radio world. All right, let's get to it. The top 10 stories and the top 10 people. Why don't you start, Michael, by going through the story list, because there are a number there that I would like us to take apart and examine from your perspective. But let's have the list first.
Yeah, we have a ton of stuff on the list, and we have ties. So there's a lot of stuff that's being talked about in the conversation. We're not at a time right now where it's all one subject, as we have often had during the past year. We're breaking down into issues again, policies and debates. It's kind of refreshing. At number 10, we have Sarkozy convicted of corruption, and that's tied with British royal family gossip. So it's a couple of stories that are...
Well, there's a lot of focus on Harry and Meghan's interview on CBS with Oprah and what they're going to say. And then on the other side, the Sarkozy thing, when you read that, you think you're reading about American politicians.
Oh, yeah. A conservative politician, former president, who is hoping to make a comeback, faces possible prison. Mm-hmm. And number 9, we have climate change and space exploration, both somewhat aspects of the science world, and both important.
New hotel in space. You ready for that? You're going to sign up? Let's take a trip.
I probably would wind up becoming... nauseated.
Boeing is building a plane that supposedly will take off from most airports or, something like that and fly up to these hotels. They're going to make an industry out of it. Space. I would like to take a space vacation, wouldn't you?
Theoretically, intellectually, I'd love to.
Yeah.
But I really don't know whether or not my inner ear, I get car sick. I get car sick if we turn the corner improperly, all the way back to when I was a kid. Really? I mean, even John Glenn, when he went back into space on the space shuttle several years ago, John Glenn, an iconic astronaut, he threw up.
Right.
In the first.
There's a lot of that. Remember, when I went to the Houston Space Center, the guy who I did a program from, a couple actually, he wanted me to go up in what they call the rocket. What do they call it? The comet? Rocket or
the vomit
like
comet.
The vomit comet.
I mean, can you imagine?
It's a 707. They go straight up into the air, to almost 100,000 feet, and then they do a deep dive back again so that the people in the plane can experience weightlessness. And that's where they shot Apollo 13. Tom Hanks talked about, and Kevin Bacon, how sick they got because they were in that plane when they were doing some of the scenes. And wow, how about?
I mean, have you? I don't know. I don't know how you are when it comes to that type of situation.
I don't.
But
like
have you ever found when you're traveling on a normal business trip or whatever, and you get stuck with one of the small planes as opposed to a big plane?
Nope, not me.
And,
I don't go on those RJ things.
Right, mm-hmm. The puddle jumpers, and it shakes a little bit as it's coming in turbulence, and that alone can ruin my day, you know, in terms of,
Coming back from Denver last weekend, we had a lot of rocky rides, especially over the central part of the country. I mean, I haven't had rocky rides for a long time. Most of the pilots are able to get around it. They go above it. They go around it. But this guy couldn't escape it, and it was the people. I didn't mind it because I'm used to it, but there were people around me, man. They were looking a little peaked.
Yeah, so, no, it's so that's one of the aspects of space travel. The other thing about space travel is it's very dangerous. I mean, it is dangerous. They're not going to be able to make it safe for a long time, if ever. And
now there's more debris coming. Did you see my friend Tucker's new TV show on NBC on Monday night? 10 o'clock Eastern, called Debris. Jonathan Tucker is the star, and he and I are great friends.
When you said Tucker on TV, I was thinking of the other guy, you know, Tucker.
No, Tucker calls it, guy, no relation whatsoever. And so he, you know, the idea of this program is that we are hit by debris from space of a rocket ship that exploded, and as it comes down, it hits a lot of our satellites and explodes them.
There's all kinds of garbage flying around there.
God.
But then there's the radiation factor.
Right.
So look, I'm all for space travel, and I mean, I love that stuff. That's my favorite subject, beside media. I love astrophysics. I love all that stuff. I follow it. I spend a lot of time with it. But I don't know whether it's for me personally. I regret that because I would think being in space is probably an experience that is truly mind expanding.
You know, one would wonder, I'm not being facetious with this. With all the talk, I was talking to Nick Miles, who does a car report from Our Auto Expert, and he had his second shot this week. And he said he was so sick for a couple of days that he said I felt like I was dying, or I wanted to. I was sick.
You're talking about the second vaccine now?
Yeah, the second shot. And so, you know, a lot of times people say going in some of these, you know, the spaceships and the things that is akin to what some people are feeling like with these COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah, some of the vaccines are making people a little bit ill. A couple of fever reports I've gotten from someone. Yeah. I
had my first shot. Didn't bother me at all this week.
That's good. Thank goodness for that. I was talking to Dr. Dahlia Wax, who's a pretty well-known physician on radio, and she's really objective and very smart and fun.
Yeah.
And she just had her second
shot. Fun, she is that.
Yeah.
Fun, she is.
She's got a mouth, and she knows how to articulate that fine line between credible medical jargon and being a little bit, shall we say,
flaky.
Not flaky. No, I would never say that word with her. Let's just say adventurous.
Okay.
But she said that she was nauseated for a few hours as a result of both of them.
Did
the second one wasn't as bad as the first. But look, you know, for the damn thing to work, it's got to do something. I mean, it isn't just, magic. Sure. It does stuff. Things happen inside
of
you.
Have you had yours? I forgot whether you had.
No, I have not. I have not. I will soon, obviously.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's get back to this, or should we just...
We have to pause for a moment. Yeah, we do this, but it's good because there are a lot of... It does give you the examples of how you take good conversation and explore different things with the ideas that are presented in the main, if you will, the main headline, and then you can go in a lot of different directions.
So,
good talk
now
radio.
We're going to take a moment to blow our nose.
Actually, we're going to lose some weight now. We can blow our nose later if you want, but now...
Okay, I look forward to the commercials.
Yes, okay, good. Well, if you're ready, as Michael is, to go into the world of healthy weight loss, then you'll be very interested to listen for a minute or so. If you're new to this program or new to the ideas that are put forth in some of the great advertisements, Calitrin is something I'm very happy to talk about. They've been on my programs since, it's been about 4 years now. I've been talking about getting healthy the right way, losing weight the right way. When I say the healthy way, there aren't any stimulants in Calitrin. There are no drugs in Calitrin. There's no gluten presence. You'll lose weight safely and predictably. It starts about 30 days in, 30 to 40 days in. You start, take four of these capsules every night before you go to bed, and it goes to work. It's collagen protein and digestive enzymes that sort of are formulated to scientifically push the fat out and bring in muscle and change the contour of your body. A little exercise, good eating, all of that stuff. It's a fabulous product and works so well in many different ways. Find out how it'll work for you by going to toploss.com. Toploss.com is their website. Use the DJV code. You'll get the BOGO deal, buy one, buy 10, buy 100, and you get equal number without having to pay for them. So you stay on the program as I have. Since I started it 4 years ago, I just stay with it because it not only keeps the weight off, but it does so many other beneficial things for your body. Check it all out. Toploss.com, again, is the website for Calitrin. And when you're checking out, get the best deal and free shipping by using the discount code DJV.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over-the-counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Dell's semi-annual sale is a perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror. Yeah. Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my calf!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get 150% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
All right, so we're at, maybe I won't interrupt you here with the list, the story list. We're at number 7, I think, right? Or number, which one are we at?
Oh, we're at number 8. We've worked our way from number 10 to number 8, and the show is 1/3 over.
All right, you've got 30 seconds.
Where did we go wrong? At number 8, we have U.S. foreign affairs and U.S.-China relations and Israel-Iran tensions. At number 7, we have the education crisis and America's mental health. Those are two topics tied at 7. We have at number 6 a tie between freedom of speech, cancel culture, censorship, and Dr. Seuss controversy. I hear music, so I'll disappear.
And the top 5 stories from Talkers Magazine coming right up here. It's 21 after the hour.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market?
Rocket can.
That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented as part of the DJV program. Michael Harrison is here, Doug Steffen with our top stories, and we have become somewhat distracted. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not my fault.
No, it's my fault.
Yeah, it's right. It's Michael's fault.
And let's continue now with this distinguished conversation.
Please.
At number five, we have memories of CPAC from last weekend.
Right. Speaking of distinguished conversation, yeah.
And if you get a load of that Donald Trump golden calf.
Yeah.
It was made in China, you know.
That's no.
Yeah, it
was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That came out later. We have CPAC, the future of the GOP, the Biden cabinet selection process, and Democratic Party politics all crunched in at number five. At number four, we have the SCOTUS voting rights case. And the real big issue lost here in the middle of number four is H.R. 1, the House Voting Rights Bill. That's going to be a major, major battle in the Senate.
Well, we need to do something. The reform part of this is the most important, not whether or not Trump lost because he was screwed. He may have been screwed out of some votes, but he didn't lose. I mean, there were more votes than I think you would think would be questioned. But the way the situation is and how it's biddled and battled around, the mail-in ballots and, you know, people using computers. If you're familiar, you live in Florida part of the time, you know what the voting situation is there. I've been living off and on in Florida since 1964, and it's as much of a mess now. It's never straightened out. They have all these full-time people that are supposed to fix the voting machines, the way people vote, and it is a continuum of screw-ups.
Well, when I vote every election in Florida and I vote every election in Massachusetts, I don't find anything wrong with either
good
process.
Congratulations. I told you the story of what I did one day, didn't I?
But I hope you shouldn't tell it publicly, but okay.
Well, they can't do anything about it now. This was kind of a long time ago when I was a resident of Florida. I voted absentee in Florida. It was a presidential, I think it was George Bush, the second election. I don't remember when it was, but it
you were the reason that Bush beat Gore.
I voted in Massachusetts. Voted absentee in Florida. Voted in the morning in Massachusetts, got on a plane and flew to California, and I voted there as well.
And you're admitting that. So you're the reason.
Yeah, you do. The reason I bring it up is because it shows you how flawed the system is, that somebody isn't able to track something as simple as that. Yeah, that's more or less. There are a few other things I've done over the years to just prove a point, but that was one of them. It's kind of fun.
There are a lot of things in our complicated society that are really amazing that we're even able to get anything done.
Exactly. Everything's
there. Think about it. It's pretty amazing that anything works right.
Yeah.
And we should count our blessings that they do.
Too much government. Nothing works. Okay, let's keep going here.
All right. Well, okay, so that was number four. Number three, we have Andrew Cuomo under fire, and that's tied with the Me Too movement. Who would ever think we'd see the Me Too movement at number three? Again,
well,
Andrew Cuomo has brought back nostalgia for one of the great movements of 2 years ago.
There's an interview that one of his assistants has done for CBS. I think it may be on 60 Minutes this weekend. Basically she claims that he trained her for sex. That's the quote from the interview. Yeah,
trained
ding.
Her, wow.
Ding is right.
That right. Ding, yeah.
He's
perfect
done.
Timing,
I think. Yeah, exactly. You can take him. He's stick a fork in him. He's done.
I don't know. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Is he done?
I think he may be. All right. So let's finish out with the top two stories anyway.
We have time for that?
Yes, we do.
Okay, real quick. Number two, the economy and the stimulus debate. And number one, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, prevention, and stats.
Right.
A lot of the governors
are split on mask mandates. Alabama, yep. West Virginia yep. are keeping theirs. Masks save lives, says Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia. So it's interesting. How this is
still politicized. It's still political.
Oh, yeah.
Still political. Some of the governors want to gain favor with the MAGA crowd and open things
okay.
up.
Okay. How about we just do what's right? Hello, ding, ding, ding. Speaking of ding, ding, dings, 28 past the hour. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants. It's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, so Sunday!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the investigation into Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's COVID-19 cover-up continues, investigators found advisors to Cuomo pushed state health officials to alter a public report from July over COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes. The numbers were gravely wrong and undercounted, with an aide saying Cuomo feared retaliation from then-President Trump had the true numbers come out. Just over a month into his presidency, President Biden is staring down a mounting crisis at the Mexico border that could be just as bad as the ones faced by Barack Obama and Donald Trump, if not worse. The deadly influx of people trying to illegally get into America is mounting at the southwest border. The White House has denied there's a crisis as they continue to allow COVID-infected immigrants into the country and freely move about the population. The U.S. Senate voted on Thursday to proceed with President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus plan. The vote passed a divided Senate, 51-50. VP Kamala Harris used her tie-breaking vote. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After winning NASCAR's Dixie Vodka 400 in Florida last weekend, the number 24 Chevy Camaro driver William Byron tells Motor Racing Network his thoughts about the race in the Mojave Desert at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas has become really fun. It's become a really good track for us, and I feel like it's just a challenge. I mean, you've got to get around there well, and you've got to have a car that can be dynamic and change lanes and move around the track. So, you know, the top of 3 and 4 has become a really good place to run, you know, especially if your car's a little loose. So, you know, it just depends. But I think that, honestly, you can move around the track, and it puts on a really good race with this package because you can draft up on guys but also get some clean air in the corners so you can make a pass on someone. So I enjoy it. I think it brings out the best in this this aero package. I mean, the restarts are crazy, so it's fun.
Joey Logano won last year's Pennzoil 400 at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Sunday's race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. A sequel to an American classic, its streaming service Amazon Prime this weekend.
Hakeem, it appears you have a son. He must be found.
Prepare the royal jet.
We are going back to America.
Oh, no, Your Majesty. Come on!
Coming to America is streaming now on Amazon Prime. This movie is rated PG-13. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly airing of the issues of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find Talkers, the lists and everything, at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through the story list. Now we have to go through the people list to see what we can come up with. A lot of interesting folks, as usual. So, Michael, please.
Yeah, we have Harry and Meghan at number 10. And we have Nicholas Sarkozy at number 9, number 8, Mike Pence, number 7, Nancy Pelosi, number 6, Andrew Cuomo, number 5, Ron Johnson, number 4, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and Tate Reeves, Dr. Tony Fauci at number 3, Donald Trump at number 2, and O.J. Simpson at number, oh, wrong chart, and Joe Biden at number 1.
Right. O.J. Simpson. So,
remember when he was at the top of our chart for like 2 years?
Yeah, right, exactly. Late 90s. Okay, so Mike Pence is at number 8. There have been some whispers, and I think they were whispers, that Mike Pence, who had been a talk radio host in Indiana for a number of years, I think, wasn't he?
He won again.
Well, yeah, and be on in the time slot where Rush Limbaugh has been.
Oh, yeah, Pence so could be a replacement. Hmm.
Well, would he... Where is he different enough? See, whoever goes in there, unfortunately, unless they're really different and take a different approach, will fail because they're not Rush. It doesn't make a difference whether they're good or not. They just are not Rush. Mm. And so under the circumstances, does Pence become a, you know, just conjecture on the part of some. Everybody's looking around for the next stars. I love all the trades are always, oh, who's the next talk radio star?
Yeah, well, we don't engage in that type of,
I know you
shallow.
Don't,
but, I refuse to, I mean, I'll talk to you about it here, but I'll talk to you from a perspective of maybe above or outside the fray. I don't get into that kind of stupid talk, like, who's going to be the replacement for, there is no replacement
there
for
isn't.
Rush.
There isn't. Right, exactly.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's not even an argument, it's not even a conversation. Who's going to be the new George Washington? You know?
That's perfect.
What are the Jews going to do now? They need a new Moses.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. You know, recognize, you know, what a thing is for what it is, even though we're in the forest, you know.
You know,
take a look at it.
We're so focused on sameness. We want rubber stamps. What makes America great? What makes pop culture great? What makes these sorts of programs? The people who have done the best over the years, and you're the best, best observer of this, the people who have made a name for themselves doing conversation on the radio have been very unique, extraordinary individuals. The ones
That's
who
the
have
point.
Been the most successful do not do podcasts and yamma, yamma, yamma. I was going to name somebody, but I'm not going to because I don't need to.
You've already made enough mistakes this hour.
Yes, well, listen, that's the story. That's why people like to listen to me because I make mistakes.
Absolutely.
And I don't focus on it. I mean, real me is me.
Which is I think Pence might be a great replacement for Rush, because whereas Rush was entertaining, provocative, very, very candid, Pence is boring and measured. It'd be perfect.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, how did he do when he was a host? He was in Indianapolis, wasn't he?
He got out of the business and ran for something lower than a host. Politics.
Yeah, right. Maybe we could wish for that with Nancy Pelosi. All right, let's keep going with our list here and see who's going where.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I have no idea. Oh, Mike Pence at number 8?
We're at 7. Yeah, we're at 7.
Oh, no, we did the whole thing. We did.
I did the O.J. Simpson
joke.
Yeah.
Was that today or was that last week?
We go through these things. So let's
we gotta stop having those mimosas and in the morning. Go on.
The number one issue, all of the items surrounding the COVID, there may be a fourth COVID wave. I think that's going to be a big one as part of this next week, because Fauci's all over telling people, you know, we may have to have another, instead of two shots, you got to get three.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, the vaccination rate for black Americans is half that for white people. Mm-hmm. And there's all of that political. Is that a political? How do you look at that? Is that a political discussion?
It's political, sure. It's very political. Mm-hmm. It's economic. It's cultural. All these topics tie into politics, but they also tie into popular culture. They tie into science. They tie into sociology and economics. And that's why one cannot look at all of these categories as separate entities that exist in their own bubble. This is trying to make sense out of chaos.
Yeah. It really is chaos.
Of course it is.
How do you run this stuff? And then and to add to the chaos, here's a good one. At the end of the week, it became known that the factories that make syringes are way behind. So there are billions of doses of vaccines, but there aren't enough needles to stick them in your arm. So who's responsible for that? Who's watching that store? And how is it that all of a sudden there are not enough syringes to meet the demand? That is incredible. I mean, Fauci's out talking about all this stuff. So is there an administrator someplace that either works for Pfizer? I don't even know who makes this. They probably make the damn things in China.
That's why we need the Chinese. They make everything.
Yeah, we don't need them.
Look, first of all, you got to understand that whoever expected we'd have a situation in 2021 where we need to have syringes for everybody within a few months.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, part of the whole deal of doing business, whether you're running a restaurant or a drugstore, is knowing how much inventory to keep on stock and manufacturers how much to manufacture. You don't want to make more cars than you plan to sell. You don't want to buy more lobsters for your tank than you plan to serve at dinner in a restaurant. Yeah, this is all part of planning. So who is that? You have to understand, of course there's going to be shortages in the various components of a massive inoculation.
There's some cars and trucks that can't be made because they can't get the chips out of the factories in China, whether that's on purpose or not, to stick them. That's another reason why we shouldn't be so damn dependent on the Chinese.
Well, that's a whole big issue, and that's a blanket statement.
By the way,
we shouldn't be dependent on the Chinese like we are, and we've got to do something about it, but it's going to be a slow turnaround because we are dependent on the Chinese.
Okay. So this week it became known, you know, I do the program, The American Family Farmer, which was actually your idea and your creation. Thank you very much. The fact that the Chinese are buying up farmland, I know there was a big to-do about somebody started looking out in the Northwest and saw that Bill Gates was buying a lot of farmland, and people saying, well, what's he doing with the farmland? Well, he's trying to help some farmers that can't afford to buy land. There's a big thing about black people can't buy land because they can't borrow money, yada, yada, yada. So now it turns up this week that a survey that was started by a Missouri state legislator, he asked to find out because there were a lot of people wondering, well, who are the people buying up all this land and paying big prices for it? Well, guess what? Our friends, the Chinese government, are buying our farmland to a not alarming isn't even the right word for it. How we are letting them get away through Smithfield, the pork producers that they bought and control. They're buying under that name thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of farmland in America. How do you like that, boys and girls?
Any way you can get them interested in buying your farm?
I don't want to sell my farm.
I'm only
kidding.
I'm only kidding.
Yeah, drive the price up a little bit. All right. So the let's talk about this pandemic relief bill. Have you looked? What is the guy from? Was it Ron Johnson, who's a Wisconsin senator, has asked that the clerk read the 628-page bill, which has not been done before, 100,000 words, so that at least it becomes public what's in there, which, you know, when you examine it, sort of the thing that's been discussed this week, Democrats don't want to admit it, but the Republicans have got them by the short ears on this one, because there's a lot of crap in this bill. Have you seen it?
I read it this morning before I came on the air.
Yeah. Good for you, Michael. Well, I mean, but seriously, the subsidies for outfits, companies, entities that don't, I mean, the kind of pork, I think we started talking about this last week with the old, we made reference to the old pork book, but this is becoming much more, and people kind of laugh about it. They think it's funny. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's also part of the way we've done business, you know, and it's also what we expect of our reps. We expect our congressmen and senators to bring back the bacon, to bring home the bacon. And it's through this earmarking or whatever they call it, you know, squeezing in little things here and there that make the grease that make the wheels turn around in terms of compromise. There is a reason why this system has evolved, but now it is proving to be really archaic in terms of dealing with the issue at hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and more of it is really outrageous. Okay, in a moment, we're going to talk about where the Pope is visiting this week and where the rocket's red glare was seen. There may be a little, there's a little connection there, and not for that reason. And then I want to go through what Michael has on the MH interview, 44 after the hour, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with a secret to a great night's rest. If you are having a tough time, check out your mattress topper. If you're having a tough time, check out the mattress itself. Or how about we check out your pillows? My Pillow has, they've done their homework to study sleep problems that are raging in America because of the COVID. And most of the people that you talk to say they don't like their pillows. So here's the fix. It's pretty simple. You know, sometimes simple problems have simple solutions. Go to MyPillow.com. Find out. Look at the there are thousands of examples of people saying that the pillows changed their life. So get your pillow so you can fit it for yourself. You'll be raving as well. If you don't have a MyPillow, or you know somebody who doesn't, now is the time. Because for a limited time, the premium MyPillows are at the lowest price they've ever been. You can save $40 on a queen-size premium MyPillow right now at MyPillow.com. The patented fill, very unique all the way around. You can wash these puppies, dry them, 10-year warranty, 45-day, no, it's 60-day, excuse me, 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And these pillows are all made in the factory at MyPillow in Minnesota, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find all the amazing offers there that you can get with deep discounts using the DJV code. That's right. MyPillow, MyPillow products, MyPillow.com. Check out the sheets, the pillows, all the good stuff, the towels at MyPillow.com. Make sure you get the best bargain for yourself by using the discount code DJV.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, moving back into our fold here quickly, it seems like the Pope is visiting Iraq at the same time they're getting shelled, or they're shelling others. But there's probably no connection there, Michael, right?
I have no idea. I don't
Pope's
know.
Pope's not in charge of bombing.
Connection.
Yeah.
But you know, Pope should be careful where he goes. Everybody should be careful where they go.
That's very true. That's a good subject matter for another discussion. Yeah, all right, let's check out what's going on. I've gone to talkers.com, where you can also find the connection to the Michael Harrison interview. Who are we talking about?
This week, we at a deference to the memory of Rush Limbaugh, this remarkable recording that we are playing as this week's podcast, last week's podcast, we're keeping it in the top spot for this extra week. Because if people are fans of talk radio and people are fans of Rush Limbaugh or just interested, you got to listen to this thing. It's me talking to him 31 years ago. And I asked him, you know, I wasn't yet what I was to become, and he wasn't yet what he was to become, and we're just starting Talkers, and he had just started his radio show. And we're talking about the future of the show, Talkers, and talk radio, and it's fascinating. I mean, it's a mind blower if you're interested in the subject of talk radio and Rush Limbaugh. So I implore you folks, you know, I don't normally hype that heavily, but this one is really good. MHinterview.com.
The two of them go hand in hand, frankly. Certainly modern talk radio goes hand in hand with the success, the career of Limbaugh.
Yep.
So that's why this is valuable. MHinterview.com. Find the list, the charts at talkers.com as well. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. Time for us to check in with Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments, with the releases that are scheduled for the weekend. What's the buzz on? And are you planning to go back to the movie theaters? Find out that info after this. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. Aha! This just sounds like an exciting, dramatic. It almost sounds like, the War of the Roses, right? Sounds a little like this, the theme. And then it gets into something that sounds more exciting because you realize that the people in the movie are in danger. Danger, danger. All right, so this is what theme is this, Chucker?
This is The Airport from 1970. This day in movie history, Airport hit theaters and just started a trend, which became my favorite trend as a child, the disaster movie craze. Although this movie is more of a soap opera than a disaster.
Burt Lancaster, Dean Martin,
Helen Hayes,
Maureen
Stapleton was awesome in this movie. Van Helfand and George Kennedy as Petroni.
Yep,
if it was not for this film, Irwin Allen may not have optioned Paul Gallego's novel, The Poseidon Adventure, and made it into a feature film in 72, which became my all-time favorite movie. Then he did The Towering Inferno, you had Earthquake, Airport 77, and then ultimately the craze burned itself out late in the 70s.
There were four or five good
adventure.
Yeah, there were four or five good airport movies, and then the airplane movies.
Spoofed them, which are very funny movies.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, very, very
But you know, here, the last point I just want to make, it is really amazing how popular this genre was in the 70s, and yet if you ask this generation what Airport was, what the Poseidon Adventure was, what the Towering Inferno or Earthquake, they have no idea those movies existed. Literally, yeah. They have no idea.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing what people don't know. All right, so what do we have coming out this weekend? We were talking
really
about some of the
nothing,
things that
nothing really, nothing, really go, nothing really goes wide. Last week's holdover, Tom and Jerry, which did $14.1 million last weekend, should sustain itself in weekend number two. But there was a couple of movie release dates of interest that I want to point out. Fast and the Furious 9 was supposed to come out this Memorial Day. It pushed itself ahead 1 month to June 25th. But on a big positive, Paramount has taken A Quiet Place 2, which is a highly anticipated sequel, and moved it from September 17th and moved it back to May 28th, Memorial Day weekend. So that means they must feel that people are going to start to heavily go to movies at the end of May. And I think that's a good positive for the industry.
I haven't been for a month, but I'm going to go see that movie with Jodie Foster, the Mauritanian, the story about the captive who was down in the Guantanamo.
Right, which I saw the trailer, and which she won a Golden Globe for that movie. You know, it's interesting. This weekend, there is a major release, but it's on streaming, and it is Coming to America 2. Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall. It's going to play in like two or three theaters, I think, in Los Angeles. But this is a streaming release. Amazon Plus paid $75 million for the rights to that film, which is probably a break even for Paramount to sell.
I saw that
movie.
I was actually looking last night. One of the channels was playing the original Coming to America. I'd forgotten how silly it was.
It's a fun film, though.
Yeah. But it was a long time ago. Yeah, Eddie Murray.
I think it was 1988. That
Samuel L. Jackson hadn't established himself yet as a big action star. He was kind of playing a secondary role. Yeah,
correct.
A lot of other.
But it is good to see Eddie Murphy do things, because Eddie Murphy is he really is one of the great talents in the in the business. So it's good to see him do a high profile.
All right, everybody, go to the movies this weekend. Find a place that's open. Let's go back to the movies. Go back to the theaters, please, if you please. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments on the DJV program. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.